Are you kidding me? I got another window company in here.
What?
I don't know. Window World competitor.
Where coming from where?
I don't know.
Where are you getting this from?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I can't hear what you're hearing, so I have no idea.
But, oh.
Oh, that won't reach. That's okay.
Understand the pressure I'm under. You don't think that's no bullshit. I'm not.
Who's
bothering? I'm not.
I've got nothing to do with it. I don't
know
what to do with that. Yeah.
I'm just saying, you got to understand there's more going on here.
Yeah.
Minus anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, we'll talk after, but I'm just saying, I'm vetting them. But you got to understand, this is not. And it gets worse. And I can't blame the competitor. This is business. It is what it is.
Hey, this is Josh Luke. Sorry, I can't get to your call right now. So if you'll leave me your.
Good morning. Now you know. Good morning. How are you this morning? Oh. How was your weekend? I'm settling in, so I'm doing okay. Ooh, my heart.
Well, good morning and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our calling number here is 516-595-8258. I got Mark Mangi in studio with me. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Tracy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. And we're brought to you by Window World of Youngstown. And if you want good replacement windows, if you need a good family that's going to do you right here locally, you want to call Window World at 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. Hey, Mark, guess what?
What?
I was walking to the bank this morning, which was pretty cool.
Are you one of these new urban dwellers now?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
I am in downtown Youngstown.
How trendy.
Not only I live in downtown Youngstown, I work in downtown Youngstown, I bank in downtown Youngstown. The only thing I can't do is shop in downtown Youngstown. But
it'll come.
No. There's a pop-up. I was walking down to Home Savings, and Home Savings is about 2 blocks from the Chase Bank building. And I was walking this morning, and I passed by this concept studio. And I was talking to another man when I was walking towards the bank. I said, I got to stop back there, and on my way back. And they have a retail pop-up. And so they have this space that during the week they have pop-ups. So all kinds of stuff is going on. So they have coffee in there. They have shopping in there, blushes in there. Some other stores are in there. And then also you can rent the place on the weekends. I said, this is really, really cool. So I met the owner. I'm like, oh, yeah, we can do some things with this. They got a
wow.
little kitchen
so
in the back.
You got to see where this is now.
It is across the street from the Voinovich building.
Okay. All right. I've been – that is a – they had a pop-up Christmas thing there, I think.
Right.
Yeah,
I heard about
a,
it.
That's a nice building. We were in there. They did a nice job
yes,
with that.
Yes, they did. Great brick walls. I mean, it's very, very rustic. It's kind of cool.
Oh, is that what you're
that's
showing
me That's what I'm showing
there?
You here.
Oh, I couldn't figure out where that was.
That's what it is. And they did a pop-up. You've got furniture down there right now, and they've got floral stuff down there and nameplates and jewelry. And they were setting up this morning with coffee and branch I think it's Branch Coffee.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I love it. This has great coffee.
That was named the best coffee in Ohio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He ought to be. Listen, I got to get Matt on here.
Yeah.
Matt is the guy who owns it. It's
uh-huh.
Branch Tree, isn't it?
Yeah.
And this guy went to medical school. He is a doctor. He is an emergency physician. He is in love with coffee. Somehow he convinces his wife to let him quit work. Coffee shop. And he has gotten into the real chemistry of coffee.
Yeah.
So I got to get Matt on here, and I got to get him to sponsor the show. But you got to understand, Matt knows the molecular structure.
Yeah.
Of molecular structure of how coffee explodes at what temperature you ought to have your water. He goes through all of this. You know, I'm a coffee buff. I'm like, dude, this is nuts. I'm insane. You are crazy.
I'm gonna have to go down there and take a look at that.
It's really cool.
A nice building, and they do nice stuff in there. And and that's what they need down here. You know, downtown's doing great.
It is.
But the retail's gonna take a little while to catch on, and that's one way to do it, to get this pop up stuff, let people come down here and do what they want to do.
Let me tell you
it's
what
really
I did.
Kind of cool.
Let me tell you what I did the other night. I move in on Saturday. I call my
I know.
I call my cousin.
You called me up at 8 o'clock in the morning and told me I'm moving. Don't talk to me. I told my wife, I said, I'm driving my car. It's 8 o'clock in the morning with my little dog. Tracy calls me up. She asks me a question. Then she gets mad and says, I'm moving. Don't talk to me.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
I'm sorry. You guys just don't understand. My life is so amazing. It is so complex. And I'm trying to simplify. You know, as much clutter as I have around me, Mark.
Yeah.
That's how cluttered my world is right now. And I'm trying to
simplify.
You've
got to clear that out. You've got to clear that out. Crowded mind's no good.
I'm trying. But people keep calling on this doggone phone.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been through that. And this weekend I took care of it.
Would you throw the phone out the window?
No, I told everybody off on Thursday. I'm not kidding. And at 5 o'clock, I turned off my phone. And you're the only person. You're the only call I took at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. And then I got up. I said, "Well, she's on the list too."
Let me tell you what's going on. Mark, listen. I'm moving. It's not exciting because I'm not, people keep on saying congratulations. I keep on looking at them like, right. I just want to sleep. I just want to rest. I just want to sleep. I just want to go to work. I want to do what I do. And I want things to be smooth. I don't like inconsistency. I like structure.
You know, sleep is a good thing, and a good time to be sleeping is 8 o'clock on Saturday morning.
No,
but you were moving. That's you. You had
no,
all the
I was up at, no, no, I was up at 5. I waited to 6 to text my cousin, and she said, "This had to come last night. Who is up on Saturday morning texting people?" So I text her and say, "Listen, I'm out here and I need to move. I got all my stuff packed up, and if you'll come out and help me, I'll help you this afternoon." She's like, "Oh, that sounds like a sucker. I'll even buy you gas." But she loves me, so she came, and we moved on Saturday. But let me tell you about my downtown story. Saturday night, I decide I want I need the ice in the ice machine, and the refrigerator is not yet making ice. I have very, very, very serious issues when it comes to drinking tap water.
Yeah.
I don't like tap water. I like cold water, but I don't like putting my hands in cold water. But I like cold water to drink.
Okay.
So I have to go find ice. So I'm downtown Youngstown. So there's a liquor store behind me, east of me.
Yeah.
They're closed.
Yeah.
And I've got patches. So I want to walk, but I don't know if anybody's going to let me take patches in the store. So then there's another convenience store called the Circle down here west of me. So I go down there. They've got these huge bags of ice. All I want is a little bit of ice. I can't go in the bistro or anywhere and just say, can you fill up my cylinder with ice, please? So I buy this huge bag of ice, go, and I'm driving. So I drive 2 blocks. I just want to walk with the ice.
Well, you got to get one of those little pushy things.
The old people carts?
Yeah. It's not an old people cart. You go to the cities and you do that stuff. That's how people carry their stuff around. When you got to walk with heavy stuff.
That's how you do it, huh? You don't drive, huh?
I'll get you a little red wagon. It'll be cute. But the pushy thing is.
Oh, I love the little red wagon. What's it called? A flyer? What's it called?
Yeah, something flyer. Red something flyer. The wagons. Where you need one of those, you pull the right little patches can go in there with your little bag of ice. And they're a big
no,
bag of ice.
No, patches carry me down the street with the wagon. So I go down and I'm carrying this ice and I get this bag and I drive and all I want is ice. I'm going, we really have to get a grocery store down here. We do. I said we needed a cleaner, but cleaners have smartened up, and now they pick up and deliver.
Well, they pick up. Listen, if any more people come down here and live, and there's a lot happening down here, and they're building more living space down there, it'll justify a grocery store.
Well, most the WIC building's filled because I tried to get in WIC. The Erie
is WIC filled.
WIC is filled.
How about the Erie Terminal?
I'm not quite sure of Erie. My building's filled all but one.
Yeah.
I have no International Towers. It's almost filled.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's people are coming down.
Yeah, it's great. The university's
pretty cool.
The university's up there, and it's just a really – Youngstown gets a bad rap, but downtown Youngstown's very attractive. It's a pretty
beautiful city.
And there might not be anybody in the buildings, but it's just a beautiful city. And now there's people in the buildings because the hotel – apartments. People are living down here, and it's a beautiful city.
I was amazed at the traffic at the hotel on Saturday night.
Oh yeah, I we drove down here. It was not this past Saturday, but the Saturday night before we were driving up to another place, and that parking lot was filled.
Well, the parking lot was, but I'm watching it. Because I can see the hotel from my apartment, and I was watching the people going back and forth, and I was like, wow, I didn't realize it was we had that much traffic here.
Well,
and
the first place restaurant does well, and they got the banquet center up on the top floor, which is really nice.
Yeah,
you up there to see?
Yeah, I've been up there, and the rooms
nice
are nice.
Up there.
The rooms are nice. I've gone, taken the rooms. And let me tell you this. If you're on a diet, don't eat the cookies. And if you're a cookie monster like me, be careful.
Yeah. And it's going to get better. The Youngstown Foundation released the schedule for the new amphitheater.
Oh, great.
This is with Jack Management.
Yes.
And they got Chicago.
Ooh.
They got some major names coming in here.
And I can hear it from my house.
Yeah.
Because I can see Russia from my house.
Yeah. Good. Are you on that side?
I'm on the east side.
On the east side?
I'm on the east side. Okay. I have a beautiful view.
Yeah.
And I'm adjusting. It was a good idea. I'm adjusting. It's just, it takes me a minute. You guys just don't understand. I have issues. I'm an American.
Yeah. Now it's kind of cool down here, and this amphitheater. When I looked at that schedule today, and I thought, wow.
I want to do
and,
it.
And the pound, I came in an email today. I know Chicago's one of them. I cut and posted it and stuck it on my Facebook page because I kind of like that stuff. I think the symphony is doing a thing down there, but there's some other big names that are coming down there. And I thought, wow, Eric's doing a good job.
Yes, he is.
He's always done a good job down there.
And I'm going to take a break in a few moments, but I didn't realize that we had leaks from the Mueller team. Are we leaking now? Are we have a drip?
You know what? I don't.
Is there a drip? Because I seen Giuliani flip out because there's a drip.
No, I don't believe that they're real leaks. I worked with our mutual friend, and I know how they say, you know, sources are telling us.
Yes.
They don't have to say what sources.
That's correct.
And I know the sources of the fellow that we worked together with.
Yes.
And they weren't sources. They were something else.
That's true.
I don't believe that they're leaking. I don't believe.
I mean,
because
right now everything is a drip with President Trump. I mean, I have never seen so much dripping, drip, drop, drip ever.
Well, the ratings are in the tank, and so they have to do something to get people to tune
in. Do you know why?
Because they're still buying into
because
this
they're not saying anything. I'm going to take a break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number here is 516-595-8258. We'll see you in a moment.
Oh, that.
I'm going to ask you for your tax returns when we come back because I want to know if I can see them.
Okay.
I want to see your tax returns.
All right.
I want to see how much money you make because I haven't figured out why people want to see other people's tax returns. I don't even like reading mine.
There we go. Michael Stanley, Chicago, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Woo!
Yeah, so these are, you know.
Oh, I can't see them from my house. I'm on the other side.
But, you know,
outside
programming. I mean, this is
amazing.
Good. It's going to be good.
This is good.
I'm going to come down to see all of those.
I will, too. Yeah. Wait a minute. I just want to know. I've got to go knock on people's doors that live on the west side of the building, knock and say, can I sit on your balcony?
There we go.
Can I borrow your balcony for the event?
You want it for $10. Bring him some food. Bring him a fun cake.
The lease says I can't have more than 10 people at one time.
Okay.
It looks good.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll run for president.
Why not?
Everybody else is.
Yeah.
No, but I'm going to run as a Democrat. Because I can file. Can I run as a Democrat now?
Sure.
I think I'd make a good Democrat candidate. I'm more Democrat than they are. Those people are, I don't know what they are. They're not, I'm not quite sure. I'm going to read the list when we come back.
Did anybody come down to Tim Ryan's?
They said about 500 people.
That's not very impressive, but I.
But he's not Jim Bo. I saw it about the other day. You ready?
Yeah.
Hey now, my boyfriend's back. Okay. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. My call-in number is 516-595-8258. I'm in the studio with Mark Namchi, and we're brought to you by Window World of Youngstown. For replacement windows, for siding, for doors, you want to call a good, reputable company that's going to be there for a long time. They have a history. You have to understand, the Moran family has a history in the Valley and in doing business.
And it was 70 degrees, and it would have been really nice if you had a window you could open.
Slide up
and let the breeze blow in, have the early spring breeze blow in. And
or you could have the windows like mine that have been painted closed.
Yeah.
You have to slam them, bam, and then pull them up, and then you watch the top one come down.
Afraid to do that. I'd break the window, but not Fred's.
No, not Fred's.
Not Fred's.
Fred's slide well. As a matter of fact, the people that built my building,
yeah,
they should have used Window World.
That's right.
They really should have.
That's right.
Because that window trying to get it up yesterday,
yeah,
it has condensation. And secondly, it was a booger to get up.
Yeah. So where do you park?
I park right behind the building, and then I have a parking space inside the deck.
Oh, okay. That's good.
So if anybody wants to use my parking place, I only have one car.
Is that deck that I'm looking at, or is it the one behind the hotel?
No, the one that you're looking at.
Gateway. Okay.
I'm in the Eastern Gateway parking deck.
Well, that's nice.
That's for the office.
Yeah.
And then for the apartment, there's a parking lot behind the
Oh, that's good.
But there's no guest parking.
That's good. Tax day's coming.
My question is, can I see your taxes?
What about my taxes?
No, no, no. Can I see them?
No.
Why?
Because first of all, there's nothing to look at. That's another story.
I mean, but I think we all, Thursday. It's going to be tax day.
Yeah.
And we're all going to bring our tax returns in, and we're going to shuffle around.
We're
going to
show,
each other our tax returns.
Yeah. I think, well, you know what? You were a public official.
Yes. Was.
I ought to see your tax returns.
Okay.
I'm not a public official, and I'm not going to show my tax returns.
But my question is, what is so big about the Dems really going – for some reason, they have this – they have like it's almost like a drive. They're like they're obsessed. They gotta see Donald Trump's tax returns. I don't know if they're trying to prove that he's rich, prove that he's poor, but I don't know what you have to prove. He's president. It really doesn't make a difference. And he must be doing okay because he didn't take a paycheck. Because I promise you, if Tracy becomes president of anything and you offer me a paycheck today, I'm taking it.
Well, they're using this obscure law that allows them to see the president's tax return if it's associated with something. I'm relying on Romney, who said that it's a bogus effort, that the courts will never allow it to happen, and that these folks better get on with another bender that they seem to go on. You know, first they go with collusion, and then they go with obstruction, and then they go with this, and then they go with that. Now they're going with the tax returns. The bigger story in those tax returns is that I can't give you any figures with it, but it's like watching the walls close in. You could not write the demise of a political party any better than you're seeing right now. These folks are on their way to destruction, and that Schultz guy is, I think, very well might be successful this time forming a viable third party, which will replace the Democratic Party, because those people are all crazy right now. It's getting worse by the day. And this tax return thing, that Jerry Nadler's a jerk. Adam Schiff should be in jail. Oh. Nadler hates Trump, and you're never going to get the tax returns for political purposes. And no court's going to allow that to happen.
So this is the problem. This shows America how much ignorance is out there. One, everyone thought that when you became president, you had to put all of your businesses into a blind trust?
A blind trust.
And you didn't. Everyone thought that when you ran for office that you had to show your tax returns, and you don't.
No, you don't.
Everyone thought that things were going much better in certain areas like Homeland Security, immigration. Because remember, President Trump has shown a spotlight on the ineffectiveness of American politics at a national level. He's showing you just how Congress does not work. Right now, you're looking at the news. You said it's a slow news weekend. You know why it's slow news?
They're not doing anything.
Because no one is doing their job.
They're not doing anything.
For some reason, they're following Twitter and Facebook, and if they don't find it on there, they have gotten so obsessed with Donald J. Trump. And if they can't write about him, then there's no news.
Now, Trump's approval rating is 51%. Of everything. His approval rating right now is at 51%, unless you're looking at one of those ginned up polls that don't amount to a hill of beans, because you look at who they've asked and it doesn't make any sense. People have turned off the polls. But if you look at what Rasmussen is saying, 51%. Rasmussen's credible. And yet they keep at it. These people are nuts.
But you got to understand, it's not about polling. It's about the majority of American people have checked out because we're not giving them anything substantial. If you, after a while, you can only eat McDonald's every day for a minute.
Yeah.
After a while, it gets old.
Tracy, and I'm going to tell you, there's one other person that's checked out, and that's me. I watched very little news this weekend because there's nothing to watch.
So listen,
the same old garbage.
Let me say this to you. And guys, you listen to Tracy and Fred here on WHKZ. Now listen to this. I have been watching the news. I have been involved with politics. I am so outdone with stupidity and dumb. Watching the news takes me – it just takes me off the cliff. It's like – there is so much more. So much more that we can do. We need to actually vet the presidential nominees on the Democrat side. And we really need to look at what they're talking about. And let's, for a minute, talk about all of the 70 of them that are running. Pretty soon, we'll get to about 800 people that are running for president on the Democrat side. And Tim Ryan will be the nominee.
Well, Tim Ryan's running for vice president. That's what he's running for.
I hope he gets it.
Well, it'll be interesting with him. Well, you're on the board of elections, and I was told that if he gets the vice presidential nomination, that he can still run for Congress.
I believe so.
That's no good.
I believe so.
That's no good.
I believe that is because he is not running on the. He is running as an add-on.
Okay.
And not as a candidate. It may not be true. We have to check and find that out. But I believe he's running as an add-on. Because if you look at Kane's still a senator, isn't he?
Yeah.
And Kane ran for – but was he – I don't know, because that was a safe year for him.
Yeah.
Because I understand that you cannot be on the ballot twice.
No, you can't run for president and you can't run for Senate.
And you can't run for any – I cannot run for two offices at one time. So I'm not sure if he can run for vice president – and Congress at the same time. I'll have to check into that. But I believe he may be because he is not – I don't know. That doesn't sound right.
And I think, you hear the stuff on and talk with people when you go out to lunch or, you're listening to the radio on your way home from work in the afternoon and you don't know what –
That doesn't sound
–
I'll check on tonight and I'll know tomorrow.
That'd be
doesn't
interesting
sound right
to know.
Because I believe – because when you look at the petitions, if you have to circulate a petition – You cannot circulate for a petition for two different offices in the same election year. So I have to look and see if the vice president has to circulate a petition because he has no competition.
That's true.
And I think that's where this comes from.
Okay, that would make sense.
Does that make sense?
He has no competition. Yeah.
So I don't believe he has to circulate a petition, but I need to check and see and get the validity of that. And then every state may be different.
Yeah, but here
because Ohio – he may or may not be able to run, but in Milwaukee, he may be able to run because every state has its own set of rules.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
But
he's running for vice president, and I think there's three big choices. There's four choices for vice president.
Who? Okay. Whoa. So then, no, you can't give them yet because I have to take a break in a minute.
Okay.
So we have to list all the presidential nominees that are in the pot right now. And there's a long, long list, and the list will take longer than it will for me to go to break and come back. So I have to wait because I'm telling you, we have like 6 or 7 people, 800 people, 20. Castro. I'm serious.
I've seen him on television. He's a wackadoo.
Hickenlooper.
He's a Hickenlooper.
No.
And Bushy. But now Bushy's not.
Who is Bushy?
Buttigieg from
and we got Andrew Yang.
Yeah.
Who's Andrew Yang?
I don't know.
See, you got Melanie Williamson.
I don't know.
Wayne Nissom.
I don't know.
This is the list.
I don't know.
He is Miss Sam is 44, defeated a 16-year incumbent in 2015 to become the first black mayor of Miami suburb.
Huh. All right.
So he's running for president.
What about that Abrams babe? Is she going to run? From Georgia.
I think they're going to put her for – I think they're going to try to slice her into a vice VP. They got to have something that's a little saucy. And Opie's behind her. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ, WHKZ, AM 1440. My calling number here is 516-595-8258. We'll see you on the other side of my break. Yeah, we got a – Opie's behind her.
Who?
Opie.
Yeah. Oh my God, she is
Barack Obama.
How can they, Tracy? These people are stupid. I mean, they're really stupid.
We have been conditioned to not think, Mark.
But there's not thinking, and there's this.
No, Mark. See, when you don't think, it makes you ignorant. ignorant people cannot strive.
Hi, Patches. We'll run you.
You would make a good president because you would run everybody.
How you doing, Patches? Yeah, good dog. You're the best little dog. She is so sweet.
She is.
You're sweet like my Vinny is sweet.
She is. When we come back, I want to talk about Nielsen right after the 2020. And then I want to circle back to the tax return.
Okay.
Because people are mad.
Yeah.
Because the savings account's not working.
Okay. I yelled at everybody on Thursday. I told everybody off. I'm not kidding. I just
you brought up the bank. I'm like, what the heck? Facebook, social media. Ah, who cares? I'm not even an officer. Even though I have all the passwords and all the accounts, that's not the point. But we do need to get a bank card.
Well, yeah, that's apparently Tom is they're making a new website. Okay, thanks for telling me, but they're doing a new website.
Uh-huh.
That's great. Just
no, I'm not.
Yeah,
but we need to. Obama.
So I sent him all the bank statements, and I'm going to get Tom.
We're live.
So he knows what's going on. He told me, he says, I'm going blind.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You ready? Josh, you do a great job with the music. I don't need a playlist with you.
How come I can't
Thank
hear
you.
The music?
Because it's only in one chord.
What?
It's only in one. It's only in my ear.
Oh.
Because of how it's configured.
Ah. It's no fun not hearing the music.
You do a good job. Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. My call-in number here is 516-595-8258. I've got Mark Manji in studio with me, and want you to call us. Don't know where everybody is. Every now and then, again, I get a call. But I know people are listening because you guys have run me down the street. But I'm talking about the 2020 election. And there are, right now, I have a list of 21 people.
Yeah.
And let me give you the list.
Uh-oh.
Now, this is.
Should I check out and go get some popcorn while you're reading the list?
Probably so.
Okay.
The list reads Joe Biden.
Oh. Touchy-feely Joe.
Touchy-feely Joe.
Can I squeeze your shoulders and smell your hair?
Mark, that's so sad. Seriously. Come on. And I talked about this Friday. Come on. Really? If he's touchy-feely? Let him be touchy-feely, but he wasn't groping the lady. And if he gets his jollies from putting his hand on somebody's shoulder, so he needs to be in it. He needs to be treated.
He gets his jollies by swimming naked in front of female Secret Service people.
That's different.
That's the same thing.
No, because if you want to – now, listen. Now, if you have to follow me.
Now, Tracy, if I were to do what he did to women, I don't make the rules. I agree with you. But if I were to do what he did to women now, I would be sued tomorrow.
But you're a Republican, right?
Yeah.
Okay, don't worry about it.
So I mean that's where it goes. You know, they've made the rules. They've made the rules in college. Before you touch a woman, you got to get something in writing. These are the rules they made. Then Biden comes along. Oh, that's this good old Uncle Joe. That's how they did it 40 years ago. I never knew a politician that would grope a woman the way he groped them.
No, I do. I know a few. Yeah,
it's one thing.
I've seen some stuff. I mean, and let me say this. This is my problem. Culture has changed. Times have changed. I'm with it. I get it. But this has gone too far.
But it's never too far if you're a Republican.
That's something different. It's almost like Virginia. Old Virginia?
Yeah.
Take me back to old Virginia so you can do blackface as governor. But if it had been a Republican governor, he would have to resign.
Or you're Chicago.
Gussie?
Yeah.
What in the world is going on there?
So
that's racism.
Yeah. So here we go.
You racist white people. And nobody's in charge but black folks.
So I don't, you know, I understand what everybody's saying about Joe Biden, and you're right, Tracy. It's gone too far. But the fact of the matter, I didn't write the rules. They wrote the rules.
But
so you're either going to live by your rules or you're not. And if you're not going to live by your rules, shut up. I think ultimately that's part of the problem that's going on right now, generally speaking.
But the rules are good for the
because
goose.
Because the rules are – yeah, what's good for the goose has got to be good for the gander. The people don't know it. And what's more, they know it. It's very hard to call somebody with a racist. But what happened in Virginia is sitting there, and what Smollett tried to do in Chicago and got away with it.
And see, that's my problem. That's my problem with race relations in America today. That's what's my problem with Bernie Sanders and sex relations in America today. The rules don't apply to everyone. They only apply when it's convenient.
So I
got major problem with this, Mark, because what it's doing is it's making us divided. It's making people fearful. And what I found out is, you know, when we say war on terror, what is the definition of terror? Fear.
That's a good question. I don't know.
And right now, Americans are fearful of everyone.
Right.
We're scared to speak. We're afraid to touch. We're afraid to hug. We're afraid to hire. We're afraid to vote. And the media is lying every time you turn it on.
And there's a reason why they're doing that, because we've been conditioned to take it.
So you got now Bernie Sanders.
Oh.
Bernie Sanders is going – they're going to take Bernie Sanders so far left, he is going to fall off the cliff.
I think he already has.
No. The cliff came off with AOC.
Yeah.
She needs to run.
Well, she is –
that would be amazing.
She is the philosopher for the Democratic Party right now. She is the Engels to Lenin. You know, she's coming up with all this wackadoo stuff, and the press, they keep giving her the time. I don't understand why, unless they agree with her.
Let me tell you why. She's entertaining. 8,000 people watched her put together her furniture. You got to realize, if 8,000 people watch you put together your IKEA furniture in your Washington apartment, you got a following.
Did you put together IKEA furniture in your new apartment? We should have bought a camera. I could have put you on the air, you know. And,
No. I'm sleeping on an airbed still.
Oh, okay.
No, right now I'm organizing one at a time. No. And if any, do you think people will watch me put my move?
Well, if you make your eyes look like AOC's and make you can make really stupid statements, but people are buying
it.
That's the point.
So now, Bernie Sanders, he wants a guaranteed $15 minimum wage. Kamala Harris,
she
wants to be black, but she said she wasn't black, and so now she is black, and she's got issues.
Is she black?
Well, at one time,
we had this discussion yesterday, and I didn't know the answer.
See, at one time, if you had any percentage of black in you, it automatically made you black. Now the rules are I can choose what I want to be, so I can be as white as I want to be, but I can identify black and it's cool because black is now cool. Because did you know that white men can now date black women publicly?
Yeah.
And so life is all good for everybody. So Kamala Harris, she's whatever she wants it to be, but her daddy was black, and so she had to be black, but she can be white now if she wants to be. But the problem is she said she wasn't. She was non-color at one time, and so now black people don't like her, and the Democrats have blacks as their base, and now they're trying to make her black, and she's got an issue. and she was so hard on black people as a prosecutor, her record's liable to kill her.
Yeah,
Then you've got Beto.
Oh, he's the Billy Sunday of the Democratic Party. He's the evangelist. You watch his arms. They got a picture of – there's a couple of pictures of him standing there, and you can see it on Facebook. His arms are out like this, and he's, you know, going through all this stuff, and I'm thinking, oh, my – and he was talking about climate change, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, it's Billy Sunday. You know,
Rose
from the dead. He's going around preaching the word of the climate change gospel. Give me an amen.
I'm finding out that climate change is a new religion.
Yeah, thank you.
It
I've been
is
saying
a
that for
new
a
religion.
Very long
I did
time.
Not realize how much of a religion that it is.
Yeah, it is. All the earmarks of religion that acts like a religion. And when you've got people going around saying the world's going to end in 12 years, you've got the wackadoos coming out with the religion.
You know, it's kind of sad that you can do a show just on the candidates that want to be president that have declared. Because I'm only in the three, and I got Pocahontas that.
Pocahontas. I love this. They said this morning on the news in the polls, she's number three in Massachusetts, and that's pretty sad. She's behind Sanders, and she's behind Biden, I think, in Massachusetts.
Is that her home state?
Yeah, that's her home state. She's senator from Massachusetts.
Well, just pretty soon, when Casey gets in, she'll be number four.
There we go.
Then don't forget Cory Booker, Spartacus.
No. He didn't raise any money.
How do they know that they raised money? Did they have
to file?
They
had filings. I think it was April 5th the filings had to be made. And so all this came out last day or two as to what they have raised so far. You know, Cory Booker has done well in they went through the metrics that the candidates have to meet in order to participate in
right.
Democratic debates. And Cory Booker's not reaching the dollar figure. It looks a little sketchy for him, but he's reaching the number of people who've donated. He has a lot of individual donors with an average donation of $34. So you look at the money they made. So let's look at this money, $12 million. He raised $12 million. Hey, $12 million won't buy a week in a presidential
campaign.
So how
much do I need to run to get on this platform so I can run for president for the Democrat Party?
Well, run for president, get people to give you a lot of money, and then drop out and keep the money.
You can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
You can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
How can you do that? No,
yeah,
you can't.
Yeah, you can.
I didn't get to keep my money.
President's a little bit different. You don't have to give it out. There's limits as to how you can
spend it,
give it, but it's still your money.
I think I should run.
I don't think anybody looked at I have not seen any figures as to what George Jeb Bush did with all the money that he raised.
He probably put it into his foundation because he has an educational foundation.
And then
foundation.
You pay yourself a big salary.
I need to run. I think that's a new game. That's a new game. Amy Klugbacher. You know what?
Amy who Klugbacher?
You know what? I think this is going to be the year of the names.
Yeah.
2020 is going to be the year of the names. When we go, because pretty soon we're going to start debates. We're going to start this cycle. And her name is Amy Klugbacher. K-L-O-B-U-C-H-A-R.
Yeah, I've seen her on television.
She is a senator out of Minnesota.
Yeah.
She's a moderate Democrat.
Yeah, and she's Mezzomort.
Who?
Mezzomort.
What's a Mezzomort?
Mezzomort's Italian for half dead.
Okay. And then there's...
She's got zero personality. Hi, I'm running. And you look at her, man, you want to run the other way. Honey, you're not what we call a fun date.
And then you got Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg. Pete Buttigieg. I call him Bougie Bougie.
Is that the Bougie Bougie guy?
Bougie Bougie's not a candidate yet. He just has an explanatory committee. But that is who the press is pushing. Yeah, he's a rising star. And you look at this garbage and you see all this buildup they did with Obama. Because you know what? He's got the right box to check. You know, when you're a Democrat, you've got boxes you have to check. You get added points if you're black. You get minus points if you're white. If you're gay, you get added points. If you're straight, you take away points. He's gay, and he's married. Another guy.
We'll get to that afterwards, because I got to tell you my Netflix story. Okay. Dennis Julian Castro?
Yeah.
Is he related to Juan?
I don't know. I think that, you know, your name in the paper good, your name in your paper bad, get your name in the paper. Castro's a name in the paper. But I'll tell you what, given the mentality of the American public right now, why would I vote for him? Look what he did to Cuba. I mean, that's not a good day to run on.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Whether you like it or not. And the same goes with Buttigieg, whether you approve or not. There's a problem with the electorate with that. So
I don't know. Because we elected Barack Hussein Obama after we killed Saddam Hussein. You got to understand that. We went to war over Hussein, and we elected Hussein, and we went insane because that was an insane – and I get in trouble because I say that.
There's bad stuff going to end up in that administration.
So now then this Christian Gillibrand?
Gillibrand. What did she do? She did something really stupid a couple of years ago, and it's coming back to bite her on the butt right
she's
now.
She's supporting the New Deal, and she wants to calling for strict gun laws and supporting the Green New Deal.
Anybody
is a senator from
the
New
Green
York.
That means we can't drive cars, we can't eat meat. What else is there in life?
Jay Inslee.
You can't have kids. You can't have sex if you're not allowed to have kids under the Green New Deal. They don't want you to have kids.
Don't remind me before we
Netflix.
Go. I have to talk about Netflix.
Okay.
Because you just mentioned everything in Netflix that just blew my mind. There's Jay Inslee.
I don't know who that is.
He is a Washington State governor who made fighting climate change the central issue of his campaign as Governor Inslee. He's 68. He moved.
He's 68.
Uh-huh.
Is he white?
He got to be white. Can't be anything else.
Well, hey,
Washington.
Listen, white guys don't cut it in the Democratic Party. You don't have. You have to have a list.
But you can't be black. You can't be black now.
Oh, I don't know. I think you can.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No. You can't be black now. Black is whack right now. Don't know. And then you got John Hickenlooper.
Hickenlooper.
That's what. And then John Dunleavy.
Hickenlooper keeps coming up every year. I think a lot of people like him that are out there, but the guy's just a big zero. I mean, I've seen him every on TV, and you go, really?
I'm going to take a break real quick because haven't gotten to Tim Ryan yet. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. My call-in number here is 516-595-8258. We're brought to you by Window World of Youngstown. We'll see you on the other side of my break. Yeah, because we got John Dunleavy and Talusa Gillibrand. And last but not least,
Tim Ryan.
He's a hometown guy. And
the favorite
song. And I'm going to make a call to all Republicans across the Mahoning Valley. You need to switch over in the Democrat primary and become a Democrat so you can support Tim Ryan, because he's done such a great job as a congressman here. And we can have a laundry list of how much money he's brought back to us and how much change and how much unifying he's brought to us here in the Mahoning Valley.
What?
What? You didn't like that? That was a good speech.
Oh, Lord. What? He did what for the Mahoning Valley? What?
All the things, his record in the Mahoning Valley of all the things that he's done, all the programs he's done, all the money he's brought back, and how much he's been such a unifier of the party here in the Mahoning Valley, that I believe that he should be, all of us Republicans need to become Democrats so we can support Tim Ryan.
Well, I have to watch what I say because the mics are on, so
that's
I can't say what I
that's
think.
Right. That's right.
Yeah,
mics are hot.
He's got to claim the fame, but it ain't that.
Go
there, Mark.
We're live. We're live. So just telling you, Mark, I think that would be a good idea. So we need to start a campaign. All Republicans switch over to Democrats so we can support Tim Ryan so he can become president so that we can make America great again, just like we made Youngstown great. Don't you like that?
I'm not going to say
anything. Don't say anything.
We'll say. I'll be good.
Don't say anything. Hey, Jack Marshall, good morning. Jack Marshall just sent me a picture with he and Tim Ryan. Good morning, Ray. Hope all's well. Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. The call-in number here is 516-595-8258. Okay, before I went to my break, I was going through the list of candidates for president in the Democrat side for 2020. And the 2020 is growing to, like, it's going to be like 20, 40 candidates of Democrats running. And so I stopped at John Dunleavy. John Delaney. He's a former U.S. representative from Maryland and became the first Democrat to enter the 2020 race. So he was the first.
Who?
See?
That's the problem.
Okay.
Move on.
And then there's
Talusa
Gilbrand.
Oh, Gilbrand.
She is Samoan American congresswoman from Hawaii.
What? I don't know about her.
And in Iraq,
those people from Hawaii are screwballs.
Is the first Hindu to serve in the United States House of Representatives.
So she's a Hindu that lives in Hawaii.
After working for her father, anti-gay advocacy group, and drafting relevant legislation, she was forced to apologize for her past views on same-sex marriage.
Uh-huh. So
she's 37 years old and has been against the U.S. intervention in Syria and slammed the Trump for standing by Saudi Arabia after the murder of journalists.
Yeah. I know the guy.
She endorsed Bernie Sanders in the 2016 election. That's who she is. But like,
Timmy.
I said this and posted on Facebook. And so those of you who did not hear me during my break, I think we ought to start a campaign. All Republicans in the Mahoning Valley should switch over to the Democrat Party so that they can become – so they can vote for Tim Ryan. Because Tim has done a great job at – his platform was uniting the party, uniting the valley, or uniting the country, and setting the record straight. And I think he has done a good job at getting jobs here. I think he's done a great job at uniting the party and uniting the valley here and setting the record straight, because right now we are one of the best places to live in the world. and we're not bleeding. And our population growth is growing. Economic development is growing. We have great things. You know, I'm sarcastic.
I'm sorry?
I have a very dry sense of humor.
Yeah.
This is really it, because job rates are up. We are the highest. We have the highest employment in the nation.
Tim has just done such an outstanding job. Actually, I think we talked earlier. I think he's running for vice president. And you know what? That's a really that kind of makes sense.
He'll make a good VP
because he can transition from a job where he's done nothing into another job where he does nothing.
Jeez.
And living in that big house in Washington, that's a perk. That admiral's house across from the
cathedral.
That's a beautiful
home. It is. It really is.
Yeah.
That's a step up, huh?
Yeah, it's a step up.
He's been paid,
I saw the thing on Facebook, he's been paid about $2.8 million since he's been in Washington. His pay has added up to an excess of $2.8 million
that he's gotten since he's been in
Congress.
That ain't a bad gig.
That's not a bad gig. They get $170,000 a year. That's a lot of money.
Well, then I can run.
And they get pensions, and they get perks, and they get allowances on, it's,
and they got their budget.
Yeah, and he's done very well for himself.
So now, before we go,
yeah,
let's talk about Netflix.
Okay, this has got to be good.
Mark, okay, I have not turned on cable yet. I just moved in, so anything I'm watching has to be on the internet. So I'm watching this show. And this show is about virtual reality. It's called I have to think of the name again. But it Osmosis. And
it's called what?
Osmosis.
Okay.
And I watch some serious sci-fi stuff like that. And so
I've seen advertisements for that on television. Awesome.
You have?
It's a Netflix program,
it's
right?
It's a Netflix program.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm watching it, and it's about virtual reality. It's about, living through an augmented reality. And so I'm not paying attention because I'm busy. So it's noise. So I'm watching it. I'm not watching. And, they have a couple scenes in there with people that are having adult relations. And then all of a sudden, I look up and there are two men. Now, I'm pretty liberal in my stand on people's choice. But listen, I don't want to see that much information. I'm serious, Mark. I'm serious. I don't want to see. That's just too much information for me. I know what people do. I know I have a point of, it's like having a baby. I know what happens, but I don't necessarily want to see it. I'm watching this movie, and all of a sudden, and they go into full detail. And it's a TV show. I'm like, this is just way, 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 way too much for for the eyes. And why do we do that, Mark? What in the
world? I wish I knew. You know, they always go off the deep end with some of this stuff.
They didn't have to show me that much information. I didn't need to see that. My eyes have been scarred.
And you know what? That goes to just about anything along those lines. After a while, you can't, you know, it's like you can't take it back. Like the guy said, they called the streak. I already been incensed. You're never going to get that picture out of your head.
That was just too much. I said, Jesus. And all this because of the former president who's stuck in the past who wants to be president again.
What?
Obama.
Oh.
Oh, who?
He wants to be president again?
I think he does. He's running.
Who's running? Michelle?
I think she is.
I think she is, too.
I think she is.
They asked me who I think the nominee is going to be.
How you like that segue?
It's going to be Michelle Obama.
It's going to have to be.
Because nobody else can beat Trump. Nobody can beat Trump.
I had a conversation last week. Trump is a beast.
Yeah.
Even political people that are out there will tell you, Trump, beast.
Tough. Nothing, man, nothing. He doesn't – no niceties, man. He's like a bull in a china shop. He's going to get to where he wants to be.
He's not Republican.
Yeah.
He's not Democrat. If anybody wants to know the party that President Trump is on, it's called the Party of Trump.
Just remember, it's Trump that brought forth prison reform and signed it, such as it is. But it's better than anybody else has done, and it's to let some of these people out who've been wrongly accused. Yesterday, he wants to sign into he's working with the new bill to allow released to encourage the hiring
ex-offenders.
Yeah, ex-offenders.
Hey, listen, guys, it's been a great day. I've spent with Mark Manzi all day. Be brought to you by Window World of Youngstown. You can give a call to 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. I'm Tracy Winbush, and I want to thank you for listening in. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you, and have a great afternoon here in the Mahoning Valley.
Bougie, bougie.
Thanks, Josh.